Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
Then he says, in verse 26, says, then they will come to their senses and escape from Satan's trap of slavery to sin, which he uses to catch them whenever he likes, and then they can begin doing the will of God. Now, I know that's the Living Bible I got that out of. That's a little different than the King James, but that's what the King James says too. That's exactly what it's saying. The snares of the devil in the King James, the devil, he takes you at his will when you're living in sin. You just don't realize he's your daddy when you're sinning. So you got to do it God's way. If you do it God's way, I thought when I read that in the Living Bible, again, I say, don't get involved in foolish arguments which will only upset people and make them angry. I thought, that's exactly what that's saying. And then he says, God's people must not be quarrelsome. Must not be. They must be gentle, patient teachers, and those who are of those who are wrong. Be humble when you are trying to teach those who are mixed up concerning the truth. Do you know anybody in the church that's mixed up concerning the truth? I know a whole bunch of them. I was one of them. But now, I'm learning the truth. And when I learn it, I teach it. And as long as the King shows up to honor His Word, I'm going to keep teaching it like it's written. When you take a little lady that's had a tumor in her stomach for 15 years, and she repents, and you pray the prayer of faith on Sunday, and by the next Sunday it's gone, somebody showed up to help us, didn't he? Are we grateful to the King?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, Miss Esther over here, she's still praising the King. That little woman had a tumor for 15 years. When she came up and said, I want you to pray for me, and she had learned what her sin was, she had repented of that sin. Now that legal right of the devil's no longer there. Now she stepped back into that love. She stepped back into grace. And now then that legal right the devil had to put that tumor on her for 15 years. In fact, one of her other friends had the same problem. She went and had surgery and she died. She died. But she didn't have the surgery. She waited. And then when she found out what the sin was that opened the door to that devil and she repented, then we prayed a prayer of faith over her. And 15 years had the tumor. By the next Sunday, it was gone. Woo! And we know who took that off, don't we, Esther? It was the King of kings and Lord of lords, and his name Jesus. He does good work, Ty.
Amen.
And he didn't charge her either. He didn't charge her. He's a good doctor. Why is he a good doctor? Praise the King. Glory to God. And he says, for if you talk meekly and courteously to them, they are more likely with God's help to turn away from their wrong ideas and believe what is true. And then they will come to their senses and escape from Satan's trap of slavery to sin, which he uses to catch them whenever he likes. And then they can begin doing the will of God. As long as you're living in sin, you're living in a trap of the devil. And he'll just come by and get you anytime he wants you. So you don't want to walk there.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener. I'm breaking in here on this program, and we're going to stop right there on that teaching about what gives you legal right to the devil when you fall from grace. The rest of this program today, just to finish it out, I've got just a few minutes here on this 15-minute show. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about to finish this week out. First of all, I want you to know that all of these teachings that we have these things in their entirety, free and postpaid. We will be happy to send you any of these teachings. The Lord has absolutely allowed me to see some mighty, mighty wonderful things in my life. It's been so much fun serving the Lord and hearing His voice and seeing Him do the miracles. Today, I'm going to tell you just a little story to finish up this week. a magnificent thing. A man that came by to see me, called me today, and this happened so many years ago, I had completely forgotten it. But this man is a cowboy, and, you know, he's a great man of God. He goes to church, him and his wife. They love the Lord. They got great children, great grandchildren. You know, they just, all of them have walked in obedience to God's word, and they are just a great family. Well, still, bad things happen, even to good people. And if you don't know how to pray, then you have to suffer the consequences. Well, this man, he had broken his wrist. He was roping some cows, and I think he fell off of a horse on his hands, and it broke his wrist. And anyway, however he did it, some way in the process of doing some roping and everything, he had broken his hand, his wrist. And he went to the doctor, of course, and the doctor checked it out and told him, x-rayed it and everything, and told him his wrist was broken, and they need to put a cast on it and all the things they needed to do. And he says, no. He says, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm going to go and get the man of God to pray for me, and Jesus is going to heal me. Well, now, that's the first thing he's doing right. He's saying the right things. He's going to let Jesus heal him. He's going to trust God and the mighty promises of God. Now, this man had been a member of the Baptist church where I had been going for many years. And everybody in that Baptist church knew that I walked in a supernatural anointing of God. Many mighty signs and miracles and wonders had happened. I mean, the Lord, when I think back over my life of the mighty, wonderful things that I've had the privilege to see the Lord do, it's just absolutely astounding. Well, this gentleman, he came to church Sunday, and he had a rag wrapped around his wrist. And he was sitting on the very back row with his wife. And he was looking at the back, waiting for me to come in the back door. Because I taught a Bible study class there. And I was always late for the service because I would get hung up in trying to answer questions and things for people in the class. And so the church service almost always had started, and they were singing usually by the time I came in to the worship service. Well, he was sitting on the back row, watching down the corridor, looking back every once in a while. When he saw me coming, I saw him looking back. And as soon as he saw me come around the corner back there into the main sanctuary, or the corridor coming to it, he come running out the into the corridor, and he said, Thurman, I have broken my wrist today, and you must pray for me. I said, James, you know you have to believe to get a broken wrist healed. He said, Thurman, you pray for me. I believe it's done. I have no doubt in my heart that God will heal my wrist if you'll pray for me. I said, well, let's go up front and do it. He said, no, let's go back in the library here. I said, you know, it's a wonder God does anything for us. We're ashamed to go publicly and ask God to do something. I said, okay, come on back here in the library. I went back there and I laid my hands on him, slapped him on the wrist, quoted a couple of scriptures and said, Lord, thank you for your promises. I said, now, if the Lord said, told us this in his word, I said, it's done in Jesus' name. He said, it's done. Guarantee, it's done in the name of Jesus. I said, so go do anything you wanted to do. Take that thing off your wrist and you have no pain. Jesus Christ has healed you. He took the wrap off and went back to church and went through the service, and he praised the Lord and worshiped the Lord and went out the next day and went right back to work, went back to roping and everything. And then a couple of days or what it was later, the doctor told him to come back to let him check it. He went back, the doctor checked it, and he said, wow, I don't understand what happened. Your wrist has healed. And he said, I never seen a wrist healed that fast. But anyway, James didn't tell him that Jesus done it for him. That's just the way we are. But anyway, today, when he called me, we were talking about some cattle and putting some cows on my place. And he was telling me that story. He said, I was talking to some men last week over here, these oil crews that are drilling these wells around the country. And I made a statement or said something, and one of them said something and called your name. And I said, Thurman Scrivener, I know Thurman Scrivener. He said he prayed the prayer of faith for me with a broken wrist several years ago, and the Lord instantly completely healed my wrist. And everybody there was just awestruck because they never get to see God do anything like this. But anyway, he said 3 or 4 days later, that guy called him. He said, I'm trying to tell this story to a group of men over here, and they won't believe it. He said, would you come over here and tell them yourself? He said, sure. So he said, I went and got in my pickup. I drove over there and told them, yes, sir. That's exactly what happened. Jesus miraculously healed a broken wrist for me. But he said, I've been in that church a long time. And I said, I'll tell you a few more things I've saw since while I was in that church. He said, I remember a young man that was 11 years old in that church, that Baptist church, that had warts and scars all over his body. And Thurman prayed for that man, prayed for that boy one Sunday afternoon. And the boy's warts started coming off immediately. And he said within 3 weeks, he didn't have a single wart on his body. And the fourth week, he didn't have a single scar. All the warts and scars come off of his body. And he said he prayed for a young girl. And then he told her daddy exactly how to do it. And her feet were eat up with athlete's foot. And Thurman told him it was a demon. And he told his daddy, her daddy, how to cast out that demon. And told him the scriptures to use and everything. And said at 11 o'clock one night, that man cast a demon out of his little girl and put her to bed. And the next morning at 7 o'clock when he went in and woke her up to check her feet were miraculously healed. And there wasn't a cut or a mark or a loose toenail on them just overnight. He said, let me tell you, I've seen the Lord do wonderful things. And then he said when Fred Simmons, which was a deacon in the Baptist church, Thurman prayed over him one night and cast a demon out of him. He had prostate cancer. And that was about 9 o'clock on Sunday night, 8 o'clock, whatever it was. And the next morning when he went to the doctor for his surgery, there was not a single bit of that prostate cancer left. He was completely healed. He said, let me tell you, I have seen some wonderful things. And these are just a few of the things that happened in that church. Now, isn't it amazing? I've had the privilege to see God do all these wonderful things. I've seen him heal cancer. I've seen him take scars off. I've seen him heal broken wrists. I've seen the Lord do all these wonderful things. Now then, if you want to know how to do these things, we invite you to our healing schools. I teach 2 healing schools a month. One of them in the Dallas area and one of them in the Justin area. All of it's the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, but they're about an hour's drive apart. The second Saturday of every month in Dallas and the fourth Saturday of every month in Justin, Texas. We teach you what brings forth sickness and disease, how to repent and get rid of it, and then how to pray the prayer of faith and get healed. We have literally seen thousands of people healed in the last 10 or 15 years. So, if you've got any kind of a problem, the first thing I recommend you do, that you either call us at 940-242-2106 and order some of our tapes. We'll send them to you free and postpaid, or check us out on the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order free and postpaid all kinds of our teachings in every form of media and format. And remember that Jesus Christ is Lord.